From Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house, you are listening to Radio Susie One, the World Wide Web, broadcasting live and pre-recorded 24 hours a day. And this portion is our live program, so if you're watching backstage, then you'll notice that the soundtrack has changed, and that's because we're live, and if you're on the internet, you can call us right now. In the meantime, if you've never been to the show, you should know that when you listen to the show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and you're listening to Radio Susie One. And I am your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, broadcasting live from America, deep in the soul of the downtown L.A., Fashion District. And if you're listening to me live, it is the first day of the year 2008. We had a rollicking New Year's Eve show last night with members of the Bonobo Gang, Nina Swiss, Verdi, Eric, and James. And Brother Dave, of course. And we rang in the new year with cheap champagne and a lot of fun. And now we're here in the new year, getting over our cheap champagne and our fun. And, well, if you want to join us, you can talk with us about New Year's blues, New Year's sex. Yes.
New Year's predictions.
New Year's predictions.
Anybody have any New Year's predictions?
New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's fears. All that stuff. And if you're listening to us live on drsusanblock.com, you can call us toll-free if you're in North America at 1-866-289-7068. Anywhere else in the world, you can call 213-749-1330. And if you're in Skype, you can put yourself into the waiting room, and I will put you into the talking area. Aren't very many people there, but I'm going to put everybody into listening. And so if you want to talk and step into the new year in style, then you can talk with us. You can put yourself into waiting, and then we'll put you into talking. And I have some new year gloves. They're very cute. I like my gloves.
Very cute. It's very cold here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's like being below freezing. And
people must think we're crazy or wimpy.
Well, it's
because
like
they know Los Angeles is hot.
It's like 73 degrees out there, Susan.
73? That's not cold.
It's colder than...
It's cold in here, though.
It's colder in here because,
colder
of course,
in here.
The thick walls of the castle here retain whatever the day gives us.
So what do you think the temperature is in here?
That's a good question. We don't have a thermometer in here. I can tell you what the computer is. Hold on.
Okay, what is the computer
feeling?
Well,
the computer is very hot, so it's 84 degrees.
Oh, but that's not accurate to what the degrees is in here. I think it's more like 50-something.
No, it's not 50. It's probably in 60, 60-some degrees.
No.
Oh,
60,
definitely.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And why does it feel so cold?
Drafts.
Drafts.
Wind factors.
Blow in. So you have to snuggle up a lot.
That's right. And
that's why I'm
did.
Glad I have Heater Boy.
That's right. And you can rent Heater Boy from your local appliance store.
Is that where you go at some nights?
Yeah, you got some.
You go
nights.
To your appliance store and rent yourself out as heater boy.
Rented out as heater boy, and then I have the job of hugging and wrapping myself around all
cold girls,
all kind of humanity. Some of them are very, very big. Some of them are very, very tiny.
Really? You do the big ones, too?
Well, when you rent it out, you have to do whatever your
job
is.
You have to do, like, big guys?
You can't choose.
Really?
No.
Is this part of your bisexual nature or something?
I am only rented out to... I only do women heaters.
Women? You only heat women?
Yeah. I have other heater friends who
Heater girls.
Yeah.
I am not heater girl.
I myself am just heater boy who heats girls.
Well, you sure heat me up.
That's right.
Baby.
That's right, baby Linka.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
So last night was a fun time.
It was. It was a good New Year's Eve.
It is a new
year. We didn't stray far from home.
No.
We stayed home and had our fireworks at home.
Do you have any New Year's predictions, or do you know what's going to happen in the world? We should be like, what's her name? Chicken Little? What is that woman?
Oh, Faith Popcorn.
Faith Popcorn.
Predictions.
We're usually pretty good at predictions.
Are we? I mean, not those kind. We're good at sort of more general predictions than, like, who will be president. I don't know. Could be the same one.
Well, I doubt it, but I think Hillary Clinton is going to. And here's why.
Because we need another Clinton.
No, it's because when it comes right down to it, when it comes to voting, it looks like that the women are going to make a difference, because it is the first woman president of the United States.
It would be, and that's why I'm kind of veering towards her, although I don't like her policies.
Her policies are going to be considerably more radical
once she gets
president.
In, you
yes.
think?
Let's not make the mistake of many lefties who've tried to become president and, of course, have been called too radical, and then they never made it.
Well, I was thinking about Hillary
like
Clinton.
Like George McGovern and people like that, who were great, but the problem was that America perceived them as being way too radical.
Then we'd have Bill back.
That's the number one thing. So he'd be
right.
X fact, whatever they call that, post.
He'd be the first husband.
Yeah, and we'd have basically two presidents in office, plus we would have a third vice president. We would have a vice president.
Yeah.
So now we would have three, at least two seasoned folks.
Well, who would this vice president be?
Probably Obama.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We'd have a woman president and a black vice president?
It's a winning ticket.
We could. We could.
It's a winning ticket, and we could shove these right-wingers
right
out.
Right to the curb.
Put a foot right up their tuchus.
Yeah. So, you know, the fact that those two are so kind of vague, maybe we're going to have to swallow. Just to kick the right-wingers out.
You know what? You better be vague, because otherwise every little word that you say could mean your presidency. But I did read that in Iowa it's a very tight race, and that the only thing that's going to probably bring Hillary over the top is that women are going, well, she is a woman, and this would be the first woman president, and we'd like to check that
out.
We'd
like to have that in our time.
At least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a part of that vote.
Part of that, right. Yeah. That makes you feel kind of historic.
Yeah. And these are people that don't necessarily even like her.
Like myself.
Yeah.
You know, I can relate to that feeling. I don't like her, but there's no other alternative that's really better, that has a chance. And she would be the first woman, and she would bring back Bill.
And it is about time. I mean, America hasn't had a woman.
But it is kind of sickening to see the presidency go back and forth between these two dynasties.
Yeah, that's going to come to an end pretty soon.
Well, I would hope so.
Because otherwise we have... the problem is not that. The problem is that once they're in, you can't vote them out like you can in other countries. You can't have a vote of confidence and say, hey, let's get rid of this idiot that's in the White House.
Well, you can. You can impeach them.
Yeah, but that's almost impossible.
It's such a big deal.
Yeah, and it's disruptive of the country. Just you have a vote of confidence and you replace them.
Well, how would that not be disruptive to the country?
Well, I don't... Because if we were used to doing that, like they do in many countries, it's not all that disruptive.
Well, okay. You so, know. We do have impeachment, we just don't use it very often.
Right, and impeachment...
Because we're scared.
And impeachment is not... Yeah, but impeachment is a terrible word to begin with. You know, a vote of confidence, you say, well, you know...
I don't know, vote of confidence doesn't sound too favorable.
Yeah, but you're not impeached.
It's like no confidence. Yeah. We have no confidence in you.
In you.
And
get
out.
And your policies, but... We're not saying you're a criminal, which impeachment says.
I wonder if they'd impeach Hillary once she's in.
They'll probably try.
You know? And that would be so strange. They impeach her husband, then they impeach her. You know? And they don't impeach this other guy that
lies us into
a major perma-war.
I don't know
it doesn't sound like she's going to end. She just says she's going to find another way to wage it.
I don't know about Cheney, but I do think that George will, in his lifetime, face charges. There's a strong movement.
You think Cheney will?
I mean,
die first.
Yeah, it's impossible to do now because he's president.
Yeah.
You know, but I believe that when he is no longer president, that he will at some point be brought to justice. Regardless of the outcome of the war.
In like an international court, like the Hague?
No, I think in the court right here.
Right here in the United States.
Yes, he's basically shredded the Constitution. He's done things that are clearly criminal, you know. No knock, you know, no warrant searches.
Well, people are going to bring charges against him once he's out of office.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
He'll be able to suffer that more.
I just read somewhere there was a group today.
Yeah.
At the parade. At the Pasadena parade.
Yes, there was a group with Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
And they were protesting and saying that the president should be impeached and the vice president should be impeached.
And she represents a lot of us who are not out in... goddamn cold parade, you know, but she represents a lot of us who say, okay, well, I'm going to let Sheehan do this, and I'm going to let these people do this, but let me tell you something, I'm all for this. I want to see this man impeached. I don't necessarily want to get my butt out in the cold.
No.
You know, but...
No, we're all recovering from New Year's Eve. I've never understood the principle of the Rose Parade, that... You know, after people have had New Year's Eve. I guess those people have New Year's Eve waiting for the Rose Parade to start.
That's what they do.
Their
little cots. And
they go out there in their little cots. You know, yeah. That could
chairs.
Be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to have a heater.
Yeah.
You have to have heater boy.
Heater boy.
Now, that's when we could make a lot of money.
Yeah, we could be walking around with heater boys.
People.
Hugging. And, like, lying down on the cot with people.
Right.
For a while.
All right, I'm going to keep you warm tonight. I'm heater boy number 3258.
Now, do they get to choose which models they want? The big ones, the skinny ones?
It depends how cold you are.
You know?
At a certain point, you take any heater boy.
You take any heater boy you can get.
So. So, Happy New Year to all of you. Some of you, by the way, it's not New Year at all, so we don't want to offend you. You probably had your New Year already.
Well, everyone knows it's our New Year. It's Western New Year.
Okay.
I think it's the New Year for most people.
But
it's not the Jewish New Year.
No. It's not the Chinese New Year because
It's not the Chinese New Year.
I went
Year
out today
well.
And all the Chinese were working like nothing ever happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they really?
All the Chinese restaurants were open and while the Italian restaurants were closed, you know.
But Chinese restaurants are often open. Yeah, well they have different holidays, right.
They have different holidays.
Yeah, so. I guess they close.
But they do close on their holidays.
On their holidays, right.
That's right.
Right.
You know.
Mm.
So.
So, okay, well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, even if you've had your New Year and we missed it, Happy New Year to whenever, for whatever it was. Right?
So, it's an election year. And what about Jonathan Edwards?
John Edwards. John Edwards' wife has cancer.
Yeah, but she's very heroic, and she
she's very heroic.
She gets out there. She's,
and everybody is very much behind her and very politically correct, but I think the people feel, hey, this woman has cancer.
We don't want to have cancer in the White House.
She may or she may not survive. I mean, I'm, what I'm saying is terrible. But, on
but
the,
you think people think we don't want to have cancer in the White House.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And as Giuliani is going around, too, says, I don't have cancer in my tuchus. I've just been cleared.
Oh, yeah. Well, does he? I mean, yeah, he says he's been cleared. And isn't he the front runner for the Republicans?
No, this new guy, Huckabee, now is becoming
Huckabee.
The preacher.
He is very,
very, very
right-wing.
Right-wing, very smart.
Yeah.
And toning down very much his, he's a preacher.
He's a preacher.
Right, so he's a very good speaker.
So he might, he's like a smart, he has Bush's attitude, but he's
and
smart.
And we,
wow.
We, God willing, hope that he becomes the Republican nominee. Because he
he'll
is,
turn everybody off.
Well, he's only supported by 20% of the right-wing crackpots.
Uh-huh. Is he too religious for the others?
Or
they just don't know who the hell he is?
No, they're too religious. He's too religious for the
well, you know, the Republicans
Republican.
Are getting polarized by both Giuliani, who is actually kind of liberal.
Totally
and
liberal.
Has cancer, you know, right. And is like...
And wears weird clothes sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's this Huckabee, who is very conservative. And very religious.
Right, but not dumb.
Born again.
But not dumb.
Well, not all the religious people are dumb these days, because the leaders especially. I mean, it's like the followers might not be rocket scientists, but the leaders are. They're scientists of politics.
I would like to see him win the Republican nomination, and that pretty much assures a Democrat.
That would assure us of somebody to lampoon, at least for the duration of the campaign.
Right. You know?
But it's a little scary that he could win.
He can't win.
Why?
Because
Bush won?
Yeah, but Bush won by mistake, in essence. He didn't really... And the right wing and the religious crackpots...
You know, they could slip him in. They could slide him in, just like they slid a religious crackpot in.
It was different
Bush
then.
Is a religious crackpot.
No, it was different then. Much of the right wing religious wing of the right wing has been totally discredited, even among Republicans.
Can you imagine though if Giuliani was running against Hillary? That would be such a liberal skew.
Yeah.
Except that Giuliani, of course, is such a warmonger.
Giuliani's not going to make it. Giuliani's a low class, what I call, and I've always called him a low class Italian. That has no presence of mind of his historical roots. So, you know, he's just an Italian. He's a low-class Italian.
Low-class.
Low-class. That's what we call him in Italy, and that's what we call him here. He's just a low-class Italian.
Well, at least he's pro-choice.
Well, that's all okay, so, you know.
Well,
so,
I do appreciate that
know,
about him.
Italy has the most liberal pro-choice laws in the world,
well,
literally.
Well, good.
So.
Good for them. That's good.
You know, some...
Women should have that right.
This guy is a nudnik.
Yeah, but Huckabee, to be president, is worse.
And there's another problem with Giuliani.
Would you rather have Giuliani or Huckabee as president?
Huckabee is not going to be president.
But would you rather...
Giuliani might be. And I would not want Giuliani.
No, you wouldn't want him to be.
And
no, but Huckabee could become president. It is a possibility. We can't look past that.
I can't look past it, but I don't believe
it. And yes, but that's how fascism happens, people don't believe it.
Here's the problem. He has a big support. He has big support among the Republicans, but it ain't 90% and it ain't 80%. It's only way down there, you know.
So you don't think he'll become the front runner? He is the front runner.
He is the front runner.
Okay,
but not with a lot of wide support.
But nobody has wide support among the Republicans.
Okay, Huckabee is not going to win. He's a religious crackpot. And it's not like...
He is a religious crackpot.
Yeah, it's not like the last years. He's a religious crackpot. The man is a religious fanatic, basically.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Let's see. Mike Huckabee in
much more interesting. Why are we
faith,
giving him...
family, freedom.
Yeah, why...
Well, I'm just looking to see what is...
It's the same old story.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Total pitch here. Get involved. Get the Huckabee newsletter. They don't want to tell you anything about him before you have to get his newsletter.
Not.
Look at that. They don't even give you... I mean, you come to the page, and they don't give you anything...
Because they
want to get your name.
They're going to turn you off.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They
don't want to turn you
it.
Off. Although they do give you these three words.
Yeah,
faith, family,
right.
Freedom.
That's what I said. He's not dumb, you know, but, you know, once they figure out who he is, it's a problem.
The three Fs.
Yeah.
What about the fourth F? Fucking.
Well, they're not going to get it from this guy. This guy is a
faith. Oh, my God.
This guy is a guy that sees, has apparitions and, you know, he sees weird things in his life.
Where is he from?
Alabama or somewhere.
Alabama.
Somewhere
like
down.
These southerners. Yeah.
I think he's actually from the same, not from Alabama.
He's from Arkansas.
And Hope, Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
He's from Clinton's hometown.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's from Clinton's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't that be a trip if the Clintons are running against him? It's like Hope, Arkansas. It's the center of this conflict. Like Yale was the battlefield for Bush against Kerry.
Yeah.
So Hope, Arkansas would be the battlefield.
Arkansas. And I wouldn't give him too much time on the air because we should use some basic words. Crackpot, religious pot.
Yeah, but you don't want Giuliani to run against Hillary. You want this guy to run, so why don't you want to give him?
I don't mind. Giuliani's not going to beat her because Giuliani has a big problem coming up that nobody really kind of talks about.
Yeah.
His mafia connection.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
but that was okay for Jack Kennedy for at least a little while.
No, this is different.
Then they knocked him off.
This is different mafia connections. This
so.
Is down and dirty payout kind of stuff, you know, not high level kind of stuff. This is down and dirty mafia collections, right?
Collections, right. That collections
mafia
would start happening as soon as he becomes president. They'd come up to collect.
And long before he gets there, these are the last salvos they're going to shoot before the elections to expose him and his mafia, his chief of police in New York. It's all mafia in New York, you know. It's nonsense. It's not mafia. It's all basically Italian and Jewish mafia.
Well, I don't know. Should we support Hillary Clinton? I mean, I'm actually running for vice president with Frank Moore.
Listen, I'm...
So, you know, I should support my running mate. I do support my running mate. So I don't support Hillary Clinton, but I would think it would be interesting if she wins.
She's going to win. She's going to win. She's going to win in Iowa. In a couple of days, and she's going to railroad all the way down to the White House. Because there's Billy Clinton, and then there's the first woman president of the United States, which most women in this country now want.
And maybe some guys want it, too.
I think a lot of guys want it.
I think the guys are sick of the sperm wars with idiotic men at the helm. And they figure, why not let a woman have a try?
She's cruising. Just cruising along, and she said, "I'm here to win." That's how she started out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think she's going to be a very compassionate president, and I think you're going to see a very different tune once she gets into that White House.
She's going to get all liberal on us.
You're going to get all liberal, just like George got
all. That's always the liberal hope.
Well, no, and that's what George Bush did. He got all right wing.
Oh, he got all right wing.
Yeah.
But Bill Clinton didn't get all liberal. Not really. He got more conservative.
He was pretty liberal.
Well, compared to George Bush.
And now there's too many stories, you know, that we've got criminals in the White House right now. Come on. Criminals.
Yeah.
They're
extremists.
These are extremist, neocon criminals who have destroyed the American economy. I mean, just destroyed it. And have destroyed it for years.
And everyone remembers that we had a good economy under Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, the Republicans have a good economy among billionaires.
Well, but that's not among regular people.
In the meantime, around the country, hundreds of thousands, millions of people are getting kicked out of their houses.
Yeah.
And those Republicans had some great banking deals going on. And now I just read that Merrill Lynch is like billions of dollars in debt.
Well, you've been reading up on the news new year.
I've been following
it's
this.
News year.
Well, I've been following it. I mean, it's a serious. I mean, most people don't understand that the banking system worldwide basically collapsed a few months ago. You know, because we don't care.
No, but fortunately, our clients don't care.
Well, because they don't know.
Uh-oh.
Most people don't know.
Well, that mean they're going to find out?
Are we going to recover from it? Well, we'll see. But right now, the banks are billions of dollars in debt. Billions. You know, and a few people made money from this deal. Mainly lenders, brokers, not even the banks.
From this Merrill Lynch deal?
No, just from the sub-housing market. Because that was George's thing. Every American should have a house. So they made it possible
for all these people to get houses.
Yeah, and of course the bank said, well, wait a minute. Well, just loosen up the credit and give them a house. It doesn't matter what happens 10 years from now. It doesn't matter to lose the house 10 years from now. Right now I'm president.
Mm. Yep.
So,
okay, so, and that does drive the rents up, too, because all these people have to
move
leave
out of their
houses and move into rental units
right.
in the city.
Right.
So, it doesn't, I thought maybe that would make rents cheaper somehow,
no,
but it's the opposite. Totally the opposite. So, anyways, it's a new year, it's a new day and a new year, and we're kind of recovering from our New Year's Eve and talking about the news and what might be new with the news in the new year. And if you want to talk to us, our telephone number is 213-749-1330. You can call that number anywhere in the world. And if you're in Los Angeles, well, actually, if you're in North America, you can call our toll-free number, 1-866-289-7068. And that's our toll-free number. If you're in Skype, you can put yourself into waiting, and we will put you into talking. But maybe we'll do a short show tonight, half-hour show. We're almost done. What? Well, no. Oh, there's our new product, salt.
We should never retreat. We should always go forward.
Oh, well.
You know, I love to talk. I love radio.
Yeah. Well,
and
I
part
love
part of
too.
Radio, I mean, if nobody called, I would love to just sit and tell stories.
Oh, okay. Well, no one's calling.
Mm. So we've been doing pretty good. Right?
Mm.
Why are we even talking about it? We're only 29 minutes into the show. My God. We don't want to be surrender monkeys. And I could certainly talk beyond 29
like the
minutes.
French.
More like,
I am very French.
More like the Italians. Well, if you don't want to do it, Boo Boo, I can finish.
Okay.
I can finish it up.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, I'll just be here.
Well, no, that's.
I'm just sleepy.
Okay. Well.
But I'm okay.
Why don't you go to Betty? Why don't you go to bed? I'll go sit over there and we'll, you know, see what we can, you know, I can't abandon the show in the middle of it. I was having such a good time.
Oh, okay. Well, what else would you like to talk about?
Well, let's talk about, let's see, ring-a-ring-a-ring-ring-ring.
Do you have any resolutions?
Do I have any New Year's?
New Year's resolutions.
You look like you're about to fall over, boo-boo.
No, I'm
I feel
right.
Like I'm torturing you.
You're not.
I don't want to torture you.
No, really. I'd love to be tortured.
No, come on.
No, it's okay now. You make me feel guilty if I leave. I can't leave because
I feel guilty.
Because I feel like that means that I don't love radio as much as you.
No.
And that that's terrible.
Just means you're tired.
I can't be
All it means is that you're tired tonight.
Passionate lover of radio.
Excuse me. All it means is that you're tired tonight. And like good radio hosts, sometimes somebody else takes over. There's no dishonor in that.
No, but, you know, I'm just hanging out. Why, are you kicking me off?
No, I'm just feeling like I'm on a train and I'm pulling you from the car in the back.
Dum, choo-choo, choo-choo.
So. Predictions. This is the new year,
no,
Susan.
No, resolutions.
Resolutions, predictions. It's the new year. We ought to be fired up. Ready to go, because these shows are going to be heard by future generations, starting in a few days.
Hi there.
They're going to hear this, and they're going to, what are
I'm
they going to hear?
I'm being tortured. Future generations, save me. I'm being tied to the bondage cross. And
future generations only judge us.
I'm being whipped.
For what we did tonight. They don't.
My engineer is whipping me. Torturing me. And then threatening to gag me as well.
Okay, so let's talk about the end of the war. We're about to declare victory.
Why, who said that?
Who said that? Every intelligence report in the world says America's about to declare victory.
We're about to declare victory.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we did that... in May of 2003.
No, this is mission.
That was mission accomplished.
This is victory.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is victory, which is something even more than mission accomplished.
Oh, yeah, this is much, mission is just...
Much more glorious.
We got there, we overthrew them. Mission accomplished.
Okay, so now victory...
Now victory.
...means we've accomplished even more.
Yes, we have defeated... the enemy that we created.
Okay, we defeated
the enemy.
Saddam. Is that who we're talking about here?
No, Saddam was... That
or
was, that
does
was,
this have something to do with 9/11?
Yeah.
What we defeated?
No, what we defeated was the...
Did we defeat...
The monster we
Osama?
Created.
Osama? No, he's still out there.
Yeah. No, we will have defeated Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're still out there.
Well, of course.
In fact, they say Al-Qaeda was the one that killed Benazir Bhutto. I mean, some Al-Qaeda
who executed her was a guy that's in power right now.
Musharraf.
Of course.
Allowed it.
Didn't allow it.
He arranged it.
He didn't arrange it.
Well, his guys.
Rebellious security forces.
Conservative security forces that don't want her to move in there.
Not under his control, of course.
Oh, no. But would he find out that they did that? I mean, is there going to be an investigation?
No, of course not. This is a dictatorship. What investigation?
Well, that's really sad.
Is it sad? John F. Kennedy. Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, very sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now at this point, like any month now, before he leaves office, this is his crowning achievement, is he's going to declare victory. Bush is going to do that.
Of course. He's
going to say, we're leaving
this
Iraq?
This is George Bush.
But what will happen, actually?
What will actually happen is he will declare victory and the defeat of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And that will happen because he has 30,000 troops, American troops, on each corner in Baghdad. Now, once we declare that victory, and the violence is toned down.
We bring the troops home.
We bring the troops home. And then those stupid Iraqis, those politicians, ruin the whole thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a surge. But now it's a flip-flop surge. And the government is taken down. A dictator is put in.
Now, wait a second. Who's in charge of Iraq these days?
America.
No, but I mean, what's the Iraqi leader? Is it still that Maliki?
Yeah.
You've been reading more about the news. I've been working.
Maliki
is still in charge.
Who's stealing billions.
Okay.
Billions and
so
billions.
So we're going to say, we're going to kind of leave him in charge?
We're going to leave him there, and then we're going to blame him. We had it all put together.
Mm.
It was all organized. We defeated them. And then you, idiot, allowed the resurgence of the insurgents.
Uh-huh. I see. So we're going to bring them home, and then we'll have to send them back.
Because Bush won't be in power anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do we keep the guys looking over the oil wells, or we also leave all of that?
We leave the guys there looking over the oil wells.
Yeah.
And by that time, and 3 years from now, basically we will be off of oil, so it doesn't really matter much.
Ah.
All the new vehicles, all of that is now...
We're going to be off of oil,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Think? That's your prediction?
Yeah. Within 5 years.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
We should be off of oil.
Well, that would be good, except for the killing fields. We could have
But I imagine the killing fields
we could have done this. We could have done this without invading and killing a million people.
Done what? Gotten control of Iraqi oil?
No. Switched.
Oh, switched.
That's
all we're talking about.
No,
but these guys wanted to get control of Iraqi oil for
just
a certain amount of time.
Just to make sure until such time as that we have alternative fuels, which every major gasoline company in the world and oil company in the world is funding.
Mm.
Alternative fuels. And until then, they want to get the best oil price that they possibly can. And that meant invading Saddam.
To get the best oil price for the next 5 years.
Yeah, because then it's over, basically.
Well, you know, 5 years, people become billionaires.
Well, yeah, right, I understand, but
and
a lot of
people
die.
Right. Yeah, and people die.
Becoming billionaire doesn't concern me much.
Well, that's why they do these things.
Death and mayhem does.
Yeah, well, yeah. Certain people have the incentive to become billionaires or lower-level millionaires, and therefore they just expend other people's lives. They're very motivated.
And that's George Bush's legacy.
Yeah, that's what he's accomplished. He's the war business president.
None of it was necessary.
The war business president.
No, and why do I sound so arrogant when I talk about these things? Because over the years, we have been pretty much 100% correct. Except for Jay Leno. We said he wouldn't last. But aside for every other prediction we've ever had, you know, we've been right.
Like what predictions have we been right?
All of them. Now I don't remember, but, you know.
Oh.
But we've been right about pretty much everything. We are righteous.
Well, we were right that there were no WMD.
Yeah. That was just one little thing.
That was a fairly big thing.
Yeah, we've been doing this show for how many years? Hey, and the guy that I hated most, I'm beginning to love. Arnold.
Oh, the governator.
Yeah, the governator is becoming the most liberal lefty that the right wing has ever seen.
What has he done?
He's putting into force, just like Massachusetts now, universal health care.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have universal health care
here in California?
Absolutely,
in California. Yeah.
We won't need to have our own insurance?
Universal health care.
Really? Yeah. We won't need to pay for our own insurance?
That's right.
Wow.
If you can't afford it.
Right, but people will get their own insurance anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there will still be levels.
There will be different levels, just like in Europe.
Yeah.
You know? But that means that you have... And in some respects, in Los Angeles, I must say, and with all my heart, and there's lots of things I hate about this city.
There is already some level of universal health care in the sense that people can always go to USC.
That the poorest of the poor get the best of the best at County General Hospital.
Yep. So, we already do have a form of universal health care.
Yeah, but now it's going to be in every little town and every little village.
All right, well, Arnold is really reaching out.
Right. And I remember talking to Michael Blum when he came into office. And I said to Michael, talking about predictions, well, Michael said, well, you know, we've resolved the issue of the overdraft, should we say, the budget deficiency. Arnold, you're now how many billions in debt for the state of California?
Oh, yeah. He's,
of course.
He's run up a bill.
Mm-hmm. He's run up a bill, and you should run up a bigger bill, and you should cut out some of the fat so we can pay for this, like $7 billion for jails, new jails.
New jails in California?
$7 billion.
Hmm.
That's half of the deficit for the year.
It's a growth industry, jails.
And something else is... terrible that's happening in jails.
What's that?
In Coalinga, California, where I forget what the prison is called. Prisoners and guards are dying.
From what?
Germ warfare. The dirt carries killer diseases.
Like tuberculosis type diseases?
Like that, yeah. 900 prisoners have died.
Oh, wow.
Guards are dying.
Hmm. Yikes. And so this is spreading around California?
It's spreading around. Actually, it's one of the newest, what they call super... and that's another thing that we're facing in the next few years because we have unbalanced Mother Nature. So now we're facing these plagues in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is spreading, and this particular thing that lives in dirt is in Arizona. It's everywhere. It's growing, and it reproduces billions of times more than we reproduce. Billions.
Is it staying in the jails, or is it going beyond?
No, it's going beyond there.
Oh, I bet it's going to leap into hospitals.
Well, that's another great little critter that's in the hospitals.
Although it's dirt. So, hopefully they keep the hospitals dirt-free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it could easily, if it's in dirt, get into farms.
Wait, yes.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, I hope that's not one of your predictions.
That is one of my predictions.
That the germs are going to get into the farms and into our food?
They are. They already are, Susan. They already are. E. coli.
These germs. Oh.
And all kinds of new, powerful, undefeatable, earth-shaking...
Killer germs.
Killer germs.
Hmm. Okay. Killer germs.
Well, better to know than not to know.
So what about the Internet? Do you have any predictions for the Internet?
The Internet... is going to be probably the only way that humanity survives.
The only way that humanity survives?
Right.
Through a little box?
Through a little box that allows you to stay in-house with your mask on, protected.
And work.
And work.
And somehow earn a living.
And somehow earn a living. And then the peasants, which are the factory workers, will be the ones that go to work.
Uh-huh.
And get... involved.
But are people just going to homeschool their kids? I mean...
That's probably the biggest movement going on today. Yes. These are charter schools and homeschooling.
Homeschooling. Yeah.
Well, because it's a traditional, we're taking back a tradition that we've had for centuries, and that's that we teach our children, not the government.
Yeah, and otherwise you have to take your kids to these German-fested public areas.
Right.
You know. Which is what parents have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to, unless you're a home, you can prove you homeschool
you have
properly.
To. It's the law.
Right.
Yeah, I know who's responsible for that.
Gaetano Filangieri.
Who came up with the idea of universal, you know, government-indoctrinated education.
So I really like this salt, what is this, negative ion ionizer.
That
this
comes,
Himalayan rock salt negative ionizer from Pakistan.
Right, and can you imagine what they're doing in the Himalayas, taking away all their salt?
I can, yeah, that's going to ruin the whole ecology.
Right.
But in the meantime, we have their salt in these forms, and this one is really nice. It's
they're beautiful, really.
It's the kind you put the candle in.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the kind you put the light bulb in. I like them both.
And I don't want to, you know, say anything, but I must tell you that last two nights, I've had that in the room.
Yeah.
My sinuses.
Actually, you only had it one night.
One night.
You got them yesterday.
Yeah. But even just now when I took a nap.
Oh, yeah.
It was very pleasant, and I was not tortured.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't want to say anything.
No, I know, yeah. I know. And I feel unusually kind of clear in terms of my nasal passages.
Yeah, that's one of the major benefits that they say this thing has.
What do we call these?
What are they called? They're salt candles and lights.
We should give them a name.
We're going to start selling these.
Yeah, we have to sell them. We have to give them some sort of name.
See, that's a good way to help Pakistan and the people.
Yeah, buy their salt.
Buy their salt and let them destroy the Himalayas.
Oh.
Because that's what's going on. You know?
So. Light something. Something to do with light, we should call it.
A light salt diet.
Or lamp.
Lamp.
Salt lamps.
It's pretty.
Himalayan salt lamps.
Aren't they pretty?
I think the word Himalayan is good.
I want to get one. They have a 30-pound one, Susan.
I don't know if people want to buy things from Pakistan, but they do want to buy things that are Himalayan.
Yeah, and they're very organized, these Pakistanis.
Himalayan salt lamp.
They have a 30-pound one, Susan. I want to put
Or Himalayan crystal, salt crystal. It's
right.
A crystal, isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
So do you call it crystal salt or salt crystal? Salt crystal?
Crystal salt, I think either way is correct.
Well, do you like calling it a Himalayan salt lamp, a Himalayan salt crystal lamp, or a Himalayan crystal lamp?
A Pakistani weapon of pleasure.
No. Well, I mean, you could use that as a subtitle. But the main name, Himalayan, a salt lamp or a crystal lamp? Do you like calling it a crystal?
Crystal salt, I believe, is what they call it.
Crystal salt lamp. You have to also say what it is that involves
crystal
light.
Crystal salt lamp, yeah.
Himalayan crystal salt lamp.
And I want to get that on the internet, on our shopping cart as soon as possible.
Well, that's my job.
By the way, they sell it by weight, just like fish.
Uh-huh, they sell the crystal by weight.
Yeah, it's not sold by piece.
It's how heavy it is. It's pretty heavy.
It's how heavy the box is. That's what they sell it to, by the pound, basically.
Mm-hmm. Is this a new candle burning in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very nice with the candle.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and, you know, knock on wood, I must say that
It works. It clears your sinuses.
It really, it's for allergies.
Uh-huh.
And I have a terrible allergy.
It brings the allergic particles down from the atmosphere onto the ground.
Yeah, and it says that you should burn these in your cubicle. Literally, that's...
In your cubicle, right.
At work.
At work, right. Yeah. Well, I have one in my office now.
I'm going to put one on my desk.
Mm-hmm. I like the flickering of the candle. That's very nice.
Also, it neutralizes smoke.
Right. Oh, really? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It makes those particles fall onto the ground.
Yeah.
All the bad particles, it makes them kind of fall out of the air.
So the maid will have a lot more work.
Yes.
Because there'll be
a lot of soot on the ground.
A lot of soot will fall.
But that's better than breathing it.
Yeah.
I'd rather walk on it than breathe it.
Yeah, I'm going to put these lamps all over the speakeasy.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We're going to ionize the whole place.
They're really cheap. You got to think about
that. And they're very romantic.
They're only salt.
Wasn't sex nice last night?
By
the light of the Himalayan...
Yes.
What are we calling them? Himalayan crystal salt lamps?
Yeah. Yes.
Actually, I should get that into the blog. Because I end the blog with the New Year's sex. And so now I'm going to, you know, get a little commercialism in there with the Himalayan crystal salt lamps.
No, I think these are fabulous, and I found them at Rite Aid.
Well, don't say that.
No, that's all right. I mean, they're like...
We're going to sell them now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sell these. And the Pakistanis that run this place have everything organized.
Mm.
They do. They've got a sales office in New Jersey. They got a whole website going, you know, and it says about us, you know, how they have about us.
Right.
Yeah, it has a chief executive officer, chief financial officer, but no names.
So how much are we selling the big lamp for?
The 30-pound one?
The one that we have in the bedroom.
I don't know yet. I've got to see what they weigh. You buy by the pound.
Oh, well, okay.
And salt is cheap.
Because I want to put it up. You say you want to put it up on the shopping cart.
Well, I've got to call them tomorrow. I have to call and find out.
Oh.
What it costs by the pound. So the prices may fluctuate, actually.
Right.
Because they don't all weigh the same. All right, we've got...
Well, we can change the price.
We've got about 7 minutes. So if you have a question about salt candles, warfare on germs... the future of Mother Earth, sex, or anything else, this is your last chance to call us, because then we're out of here. It's the second day now of, well, for us it's still, yeah, no, it's the second day of it's, 2008.
Well, yeah, it's already made its way past midnight, January 2nd.
We're counting down to 2009.
Already.
Right?
Yeah.
So call now. If you want to talk to us, call now. You don't have to. Hey, you don't have
to.
No,
they're not going to.
They're not going to.
No, I can...
You mean they made us do all this work.
I know. It's
not even to call.
People are all sleeping, recovering.
Not even to call and say hello.
Holding a hot water bottle against their head.
I mean to call and say thank you for all that bad news.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the people before when we left for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and then we got back on the air, and they were saying, oh, you left, and we missed you. How could you leave? Now we're here, okay?
Yep.
And what do we get?
A phone call.
Well, we got a phone call, but...
Perhaps.
I don't know if it's for us or if it's for the Institute.
We don't know. Anyway, it's been nice spending the evening with you, and probably... A lot of you who are...
With me or with them?
With them and you.
Oh.
You know, and...
you were giving me a hard time earlier.
For most of the Christians who probably are recovering from drinking. And all of you that don't celebrate Christmas and New Year.
Well, New Year's is not just a Christian holiday. That is a Saturnalian holiday. It's not really the Christian.
This is not the Jewish New Year.
No, it's not the it's more of a secular holiday.
Secular?
Secular, you know. That's why everybody celebrates New Year's. I mean, maybe not everybody. There's some people that even the Orthodox Jews, they celebrate the secular New Year's because they have to go by this calendar to do business. It's a business, you know, celebration
business
in a way.
Deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a business celebration that we're back to business after the New Year, you know.
Well, you know what? Today was we went out. It was very quiet.
Yeah.
On the street, there was nobody around.
Yeah, because people take off.
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
so I'm going to extend this until February 1st.
You're going to extend what?
The holidays.
Oh, no. Well, we extend the, what is it, how many days? 111 days of
celebration.
Of partying from Halloween to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and we had a very successful, I want to say, and I'm very grateful, holiday season.
We had a nice holiday season.
Good thing.
Very active in the telephone sex therapy wing of the Institute. And we visited the bonobos, and we had a nice New Year's Eve with the human bonobos here.
And a major growing audience, which I was very thrilled. And it was all this month. Perhaps part of it is Google.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's very exciting.
A little bit of it is Google, but most of it is other stuff.
You don't want to talk to us, so it's four minutes.
No, they're not talking to us.
Right, so you don't have to talk to us. And there's
a guy named UK in the room who's been in the room the whole time. We've had some other people in and out, but this guy is named UK, but he doesn't put himself into...
Well, we're done now, so, you know.
Yeah, we're done.
Nobody wants to talk to us. We've worked hard.
Norwich.
Norwich,
UK. Yep.
All right, so you...
Are done? Are we done now?
We're done, but let me just say this. Once we get off the air, we're live right now, but once we get off the air, we're going to play... And nobody has changed the show, actually. I didn't hear the...
somebody should change the show.
But once we're done, we are going to go ahead and...
It's Eros Day, I guess, is playing.
We're going to play you a pre-recorded show, and you can hang out or listen. And if you're on drsusanblock.com and you're backstage, then you'll be able to watch the video and listen to the audio. And, Doctor, let's close it up.
Okay. Happy New Year, everybody, once again. Bon année. Feliz Año Nuevo. And we'll be back again tomorrow night. Until then, be good. Be happy. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
And you've been listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, and we're going to now switch our broadcast systems to... Don't I sound serious, right? We're going to switch our broadcast systems to pre-recorded. Please enjoy. And remember, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night. Thank you for not calling. Saved us a lot of time. But if you want, my name is David, and I'm in the room too, but it's under Max. If you want to write to me, you can write to me. And from our house to your house, thank you for having us. And thank you for caring. And have a happy, wonderful, extraordinary new year and a new adventure. Remember, the goal is the journey. That's it. There's not much else going on. No matter what you achieve in life, it's about that journey every moment of your life. From my house to your house, thank you. You take care.
Joins the humans and takes them on his wings into the land of lust.